This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Wednesday, August 31st. Starting September 23rd, Disney Cruise Line will be dropping its testing requirements for vaccinated guests on Disney Dream, Fantasy, Wonder, and Wish. Testing will be dropped on Disney Magic starting November 7th. On those same dates, the second COVID-19 test at the terminal will no longer be required for unvaccinated guests. Unvaccinated passengers must still show proof of a negative test taken within 3 days of embarkation. As previously announced, starting on September 2nd for cruises from the U.S., Canada, and Puerto Rico, Disney is raising the required vaccination age from kids 5 and older to those 12 and older. And Royal Caribbean Group will be rolling out Elon Musk's SpaceX Starlink Internet across its global fleet, including the ships of Royal Caribbean International, Celebrity Cruises, and Silver Sea Cruises. It'll also be implemented on all new ships moving forward. The company first conducted a trial of high-speed internet on Freedom of the Seas with a positive response from both guests and crew. Installation across the global fleet is scheduled to be completed by the start of Q2 of next year. To put this into perspective, I've been using Starlink all week here in rural Glacier National Park in Montana, and the speeds have been over 100 megs down and 18 megs on the upload. This is a true game changer for the cruise industry. And finally, Virgin Voyages has announced a new perks program, which is a precursor to its official loyalty program that'll be launching next year. Guests will be divided into three perk levels: Sea Blazers, who have sailed Virgin in 2021, Sea Rovers, who have sailed Virgin twice in 2022, and Match and Sea More Sailors, that's a long name, who are those that are enrolled in other cruise rewards programs and can be status matched. Perks include a bar tab bonus that's at least $100 for at least 2 years, free champagne, premium Wi-Fi, laundry service, and cocktail parties. You can see more details on the company's website. And cruise line stocks were down 1% on Tuesday. Carnival Corporation, 9.77. Royal Caribbean, 41.74. And Norwegian, 13.44. No, I'm not from Nebraska, but I do like the shirt. Breaking news and industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. Here in Montana, I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today. Have yourself a great Wednesday.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. For daily updates, subscribe to the Cruise Radio YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.